And so we have an opportunity to do a visioning today for the 2006 Sterling Study Group. And the first question was, what is God's Spirit's greatest vision for this situation? And my answer was spiritual family, allowing the beauty of who we all are to transcend our limiting beliefs. And the second one was a 4th of July celebration with fireworks and a sense of liberation.
I see Spirit's highest vision as being much bigger than we think. That is, that the study group is much bigger than we think. That it's expanding out with each person who moves out of Sterling, that the study group is expanding, and that it's kind of like the rays of the sun, but the light is going two ways. The light moves out with each person that moves out, and then it reflects back to the study group. And I pass.
I saw unified, joyful song among us, and movement together, and group study of readings and playing together.
We are a community of healers and visionaries who understand that there's only truth to be revealed. We are a loving and supportive place that its members call home.
I saw it as a unique opportunity in this planet. It is an open space in time for people bringing their sharing, their grounding, their growing, and getting solace in our lifetime.
I saw just blue everywhere, and it's a blue, it's like a royal blue, just a little tad more than a royal blue, and it was just sprinkled with white crystalline, silvery crystalline stars, and I just wanted to know what this color meant, and it came to me that it is love, and it seemed as it was in a big void, and so I said, the highest good is to deepen in love, and the sprinkling of the crystalline stars is just an abundance of playfulness sprinkled over the love.
I see the highest vision, Spirit's highest vision for our group, as providing a space, a place where people may come to feel connected to higher spiritual laws and to share their wisdom with like-minded souls and to find and to share love of spiritual teachings.
The highest vision is joy, connection, and love passed around very much like this recording device.
That's great. I saw the vision as coming together, sharing our inherent beauty, to be inspired by and inspire one another with our dreams, passions, and readings, to feel closer to God, love, life, to remind ourselves to live every moment.
Thank you. Question number two is, what is my part in this unfolding vision? And my part that I heard was to listen more deeply for the calling of my heart, to make my connection to Source my highest priority, and to find thoughts that feel better and better and better about everything.
My part is to connect with people here, there, wherever they are.
My part, I felt, was to participate fully in song and play, and to offer to guide movement experiences or reading studies.
My part is to continue asking questions about my potential in my life and to hold my arms open wide to receive. It is also to serve as a practitioner within the study group.
My part was to be an open channel for job, for love, and whatever the universe channels to me. I give myself by supporting and embracing as practitioner, as Pita, and as a channel of love.
Then I saw myself coming forth from this deep blue void, and it's almost like Virgin Mary with that veil over her, but the veil was in the oneness. It was the deep blue, and so it was me emerging from this love. So I have to emerge and come forth from love.
My part in this unfolding vision is to offer spiritual sound and vibration, offerings that transcend any cultural identity or aesthetic, multiple instruments, many techniques, combining all art forms if possible.
My role is to offer support in every way that I can, from the heart, from the mind, from every place, soul, spirit.
My part is to listen, share, support, hope, and just revel in the blessed beauty around me and all of you.
And the third question is, what do I need to release and let go in order to embrace this vision? And I got release looking down or backwards, and embrace looking up and forward. Embracing the possibility of butterfly forms and the infinite possibilities that are on our name tag with the butterfly.
What I got to embrace is each member for all time, not just when they show up at the study group, not just here in Sterling, but wherever I am and wherever I see them. And of course, I'm thinking of Aileen and Diane and Harriet and John and Debbie and
Mimi.
Mimi?
Yes.
Correct.
I saw that I need to let go of the urge to be the center of attention, of wanting to look good, making others wrong so I can feel right, and embracing compassionate listening.
I need to embrace quietness and trust.
I need to embrace every opportunity as a new one, as a vision of God expanding at all times.
I embrace the embodiment of love. I give myself to love. And I guess since love is just this oneness, this big blue void, I embrace everything and everyone.
I didn't write a response to this question. I feel here and now I have released what I need to release and embraced what I need to embrace in order to be here. And I'm here. Now, if I go home and I'm in my home sanctum, other ideas are going to come up. But for now, I don't have a response. I'm here now. Use me.
Okay, I'll agree with that. I guess I just need to embrace everybody here more.
And I will.
I would like to release my fears of not enough. and embrace my inherent goodness and power.
And so question number 4, what qualities of God do I need to embody to fulfill this vision? And the ones that came to me were adventure, wonder, playfulness, and freedom.
And I've got the 3 C's, compassion, contentment, and courage with new ideas.
And I had wonder also, and present to the moment, which is sort of the same thing. And just the whole quality of namaste, of seeing the divine in the other, as well as in myself. Limitlessness, infinite compassion, and abundance.
I need to embody harmony, peace, and wholeness.
I'm just hoping myself to be a channel of every positive part. I never
Well, I'm certainly sticking with this theme of love. Everything just keeps coming from it. And the qualities of God that I embrace would be the abundance of love. That's all that I've seen. And the givenness that love is. And so I will embrace love in all ways and be open to give.
All-knowing, all-loving, divine stillness.
Infinite, ever-growing appreciation and embracing the love of God that is in each and every one of you. Expanding.
Patience and persistence.
Then the 5th question is, what is my next indicated step? And mine was to listen deeply to all that is said here today and call a planning meeting for those who want to be involved in the 2006 curriculum and logistics of the study group.
I'm a little hazy on this one. My next indicated step kept saying develop a workshop, but I have to release my resistance to that. But I think what it's telling me is to develop an area of expertise that I have something to share with others as I travel around.
I just had compassionate listening and speaking from the heart of God, speaking from the part of me that is all that is.
To continue to trust that life is good and that it is unfolding perfectly.
Mine was to really focus more energy towards the study study group as time goes by, asking growing, expanding.
I didn't have a very clear answer in this also. What is my next step? I know that I can be extremely useful as a practitioner with the knowing that I have and just the willingness to share and to just know that all is well for the group. And I guess the resistance is coming from knowing that I want to do more, but having other challenges in my life, not knowing how that's going to unfold. So I would just leave it as being willing to share as a practitioner and as a member of the community and see where that opens up to.
To have consciousness that expands and transcends the ordinary and mundane every day,
I feel as though there's a lot more releasing that I can do all the time. Sometimes it's said that I live too much in a metaphysical world. I'm not sure about that. It's the world.
Next step will be on the right foot.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And the from the place that feels less secure into a place that feels much more secure and confident about the future of humanity.
My next step in this group is to keep myself open. However, when I was visualizing, I kind of went to my life, and my vision is to keep myself open to opportunity and to receive my upcoming life's work.
Excuse me. And so the final question was to fill in the blanks of the statement, wouldn't it be nice if? And the first one that came to me was, wouldn't it be nice if I could feel this expansive in thinking about the Sterling Study Group more often? Because I went to a really nice place during the visioning, and it felt really good. And the other, wouldn't it be nice if, was, wouldn't it be nice if we had a weekly high tea visioning group that did prayer or evensong? And two things have come to me as other people were speaking, going around the circle. And one was that could be a conference call that took in people from outlying areas, that we wouldn't have to do it in Sterling. We could do it on a conference calling system so that people from other places could participate in our weekly prayer thing if we decided we wanted to do that. And the other thing was what Reverend Hillary said about the energy coming in and going out from the outlying people who go out. And I was reminded of something somebody wrote recently about investing in the spiritual economy, and that Sterling Study Group is an investment in the spiritual economy. And it's not really about time-space meetings twice a month in Sterling. It's about investing in the vision of the potential of connection between people over time. And that what comes back to us is not necessarily related to the physical time and space, but that the spiritual economy is much bigger than that. And what goes out from us and what returns from us may not appear to be coming from the same places, but the investment continues to grow.
I might say that any investment in the Sterling Study Group is a Sterling investment. Wouldn't it be nice if we conference people in for the visioning? Wouldn't it be nice if satellite groups started up spontaneously? And I wasn't thinking so much of study groups starting up spontaneously, but just like spiritual family groups start up with members of the study group that are in other states, and so that the study group grows, and we might, but it might, the growth might be in other states some of the time, and then we get to know those new people by the conferencing, or if they visit Sterling.
Wouldn't it be nice if we sang together, if we moved together, if we met in nature or brought it indoors to our meeting?
Wouldn't it be nice if the gatherings for next year were easy to plan and there were plenty of volunteers?
Wouldn't it be nice if there were some more ideas, more workshops, more people sharing what they have, more meetings they don't need to be during the weekend, more.
Wouldn't it be nice if within this embedded blue sea of love that each of these crystalline stars were each one of us, and that we knew it, and we knew that we are all embedded in love, and how we can consciously do things and just have an explosion of wonderful loving energy everywhere. I also thought about having a prayer group as often as possible, that we can come together and just vision for our own selves, our own lives on a daily basis, and to be more clear as to what the next step is for us on a daily basis, because we continue to unfold, and in the unfoldment sometimes we just kind of lose sight of where we are. And just to have the support of the entire group, maybe on a weekly basis, just doing visioning, personal visioning for others and for ourselves.
Wouldn't it be nice if there were more avenues for the expression of love? I'd like to have a nickel for every time this word love has been used this morning. And wouldn't it be nice if those avenues of love were made more apparent to us? And also, wouldn't it be nice if my day were another 5 hours long?
Well, wouldn't it be nice if, as a group, we come to the absolute agreement and realization that there's nothing more important than we feel good. And that that outpictures, as a group, who we are. And what comes of that is recognition from other places of just how big we are and the spiritual giants that we are and how well connected we are to who we are and what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have any last words?
Before we
turn off the recording. We could inspire too.
Like
everybody break.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
Because people can go on the website and listen and get a greater sense of being here than just reading it.
So we say hello to anyone who has chosen to be part of this experience by listening to it on the website. And we delight that you are a part of what we do, and that we are thinking more expansively about including you, even if you're not physically here with us. So that feels good, even for people who are in Ashburn or Vienna today. It's nice that we are not bounded by time and space. So bless us one and all.
I get the last word because I have this. It's Sterling Study Group rocks. Yay!